Agreed.
I love
agreed.
That you brought us Jawbreakers. Just say like
yes.
Hey, oh now breaking me.
Yeah. You are so fun. And like vibrant.
I'm a disaster, dude.
Really. I mean,
you
fit
right in.
Right in.
Perfect.
So
thank
are we.
You. We're trying.
Honorary off the record member.
Yes.
Yes.
I
yes.
love that.
Yes. Yes.
Wait, so I have to tell you. So I was in Louisiana and I was in Baton Rouge.
Okay. Perfect. That's where we're from.
Say. And I was there with my parents. We went and we went kind of toured around Louisiana, went to New Orleans, and we're getting out of the car, the rental car, and this big man gets out of the car with these two little guys. It was Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, yeah.
And my dad was like,
Shaq, yeah. No, yeah. No.
And so there I'm like, oh, my God, that's like the tallest human.
Yeah.
He is massive.
I mean,
and
he went
so
to LSU
nice.
And he comes
yeah.
here
the
often.
Nicest guy. And, you know, what makes me a big fan of people is when they give back.
Mm-hmm.
Like you know, that's something that's always been near and dear to my heart is people who give back
right.
and help those less fortunate. He is a big supporter
yes.
of those less fortunate.
Agreed.
I love that.
Agreed.
And especially to his state, so.
Yes, yes.
So I love that.
So tell us about your background. How did you get into music and all of that fun stuff?
Oh, honey. Like, so there we were. My
yes.
sisters and I. Let me preach.
There
so
we
there
were.
We were. My sisters and I, we thought we were amazing.
Right.
So my parents have this jukebox in the basement. And there I was with the spoon, and they were my backup dancers. And we were like, as I walk
with
along,
the spoon.
I want. Yeah, we were like, we thought we were really great. Now, if you ask my sister to this day, she's so pissed. She was like, I was the backup dancer.
I mean, yeah. Like, you left her behind?
I mean,
yes,
you got to do what you got to
no.
do.
No, my sister's amazing. In
right,
fact,
right.
she does a lot of my clothes, too. So she's
yeah.
got a great fashion
sense. So does my sister.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
She's fun. Yeah, she's amazed.
But,
yeah, you know, it was just, I always loved touching people's hearts. I know that sounds cheese.
No.
But giving back and touching people's hearts, whether it's through a song or you know, charity or different
right.
things like that. So from that, I just loved music. And I came to Nashville and I've been in LA and writing and so I'm kind of doing it all. It's
yes.
weird. You know, when you have this dream, you concoct this thing in your brain and you're like, I want to sing and do this. But then you realize when you're doing it and it actually happens, you're like, oh, my God, now what? And so you start taking these little turns and twists and like a country road.
Mm-hmm.
You're going all these things. And here I am writing children's books about my parrots. Yeah, I'm a crazy bird chick, by the way.
Me too. I have a parakeet.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh my God, they're amazing.
They are amazing.
They definitely keep you entertained.
I
oh my
knew
God.
You fit in just perfectly.
Darling, I shower with my birds too.
Oh, well.
So that probably took it to a totally yeah. different level and
no,
a totally
I'm
different
here
show.
For that.
I love
but we can
it.
Go there.
Yeah.
I love it. So we play a game with all of our artists. Mm-hmm. It's called Burning Questions.
Okay.
And they are. Yes.
Okay.
I feel like
prepared.
You're going to love this.
Dear God. Can we say whatever we want?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, here it is. What's something non-sexual that turns you on? Okay. Whipped cream.
Oh.
I feel like that could be sexual, though.
Depends.
Yeah, I guess.
To me, I feel like it's another food group.
Yeah.
I mean,
agreed.
Group.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather have whipped cream than underwear.
Oh, okay.
That's honestly fair. That's fair. Yeah.
Don't you think? I
yeah.
mean... But it can't be Cool. I mean, sorry, Cool Whip. Love your stuff.
It has to be like in the can and you have
to
like.
No, it's like the Ready Whip and the whole nine.
Oh, okay.
Like,
yes.
So I'm a little on the trashy side.
Same.
Like my jacket may look good, but I can also be a little trash.
Yes.
So in my bag, along with my balls, I do have some whipped cream.
Get out of right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here for that.
I love it. I love it so much.
You put some whipped cream on the balls?
Oh, we could. Dude. Everything's bigger in the South, you know?
The hair.
I love
yes,
it.
Everything.
Oh, my gosh. We love you. We're obsessed.
Yeah.
And
I love you guys.
Thank
so
you so
fun.
Much for, like, hanging out with us for a little bit. We're going to send you with a shot glass.
Yes.
You get a souvenir.
And you know I love me some good pink.
Yes. And it changes colors when you put stuff in it.
To purple.
It changes to purple.
Like, what kind of stuff?
Like, liquor
whatever
or
you want.
Whatever you
cream.
Want. Whipped cream.
Done.
Yes.
They had the vodka whipped cream. Like the
I know.
Flavor.
Wait, everybody's like, Thor, why didn't you come up with that?
Right.
You should have. Like,
with Nicki Minaj, right?
I don't know.
Cardi B?
That probably. Sounds right. Yeah.
I don't know.
Was it me? That's all I know.
It's genius, for sure.
Well, now you have a little shenanigans coming.
Yeah.
So fun.
I haven't taken any shots recently, so... Once yep. I pop this baby out, I'm ready.
But maybe you got in that predicament from the shots.
Well, maybe I did.
No.
Probably. Probably. It happens.
So exciting. Congratulations. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, you're so fun.
This is so fun. Thank you.